Well, welcome back, everyone, to Rising 365. I'm Mike Pena, and this podcast is dedicated to helping and encouraging others to find the ability to rise each new day they are given. You know, rising every day is such a struggle for so many people, myself included. So I hope what you hear in these episodes will help you rise 365 days a year. Just as a small note, I am no professional. I'm no counselor, no doctor. I'm just a person who has struggled for years to be able to rise. There have been days where I don't even get out of bed because the day for me is just so daunting. But I couldn't stay there, and I sought out ways to help me rise and to get out of bed. Even if it's just like last week's episode where you get out and you make it to the living room, or you make it to a shower, or you change clothes, or you just make it to eating something. You know, that's what I set out to do. And hopefully these episodes will help you. Well, today's episode, episode six, is called The Newness. You know, the newness of the new day can be inspiring, encouraging you to rise 365. With newness brings new possibilities, new friendships, new cures of your six, new patterns, the new. It's just hard to explain what happens when you get up. You go outside and you meet the new day. What can happen for you that day? But if you never get up and you never leave the door, you never go out, see what can occur, you'll never know. You'll just never know the newness that awaits you. What you wanted to do yesterday can now be today. The newness that you didn't do yesterday, you can do today. With the newness of today, I know I'm saying that a lot, but with the newness of the new day, yesterday, what you didn't get to do, you can do now. You can do with the new day that you're given. So look at it that way. You know, some may not see newness in the new day, but it's there. I know your relationships will change, your career won't change. If you're in a place where the weather seems to never change, but know that there is new things in the new day there. Maybe it could be the way you respond in your relationships, the way you walk into work with a positive attitude, the way you encourage others, the book you read. I don't know. I don't know what it would be for you. But when you get up and you go out for the new day, there is something new awaiting you. You just have to have an open heart, an open mind, and open eyes to see the new things. You know, in Luke 1:78, it says, "A new day will dawn on you because of our loving and merciful God." God has given you the breath and the heartbeat, the morning that the sun rises, and that means he has something new for you that day. And he wants you to go experience it. We're reminded in his word each and every day the new things that he has waiting for people. His grace and his mercy and his goodness are there for you. You know, he's taking care of all the birds and the animals' needs we read in scripture, and he's going to take care of you. We just have to be patient, and we have to, like, not have a perspective of what we think he should give us, but just go out with an open hand and an open heart and an open mind and see the goodness that the Lord will pour into your life when you look at the new of today. You know, there's this great scene in the movie Rocky Balboa. You know, Rocky's getting older and he's got a son, and his son is like, can't get out of the shadow of who Rocky Balboa is, you know, and he lets the world change him. He lets the monotony of each and every day affect him, what people think about him. The big takeaway here is the importance to keep moving forward. And I just want to play that sound clip for you guys. So if you've never heard it before, if you've never seen the movie, you know, this is what Rocky Balboa is saying to his son.
This kid's going to be somebody better than anybody ever knew. you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching every day. It was like a privilege. And the time comes for you to be your own man, take on the world. Somewhere along the line, changed. Stop being you. People take a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, started looking for something to blame. Like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much can you take and keep moving forward? That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take things. Not pointing fingers saying, you ain't where you wanna be because of him, or her, or anybody. Forwards do that, and that ain't you. Better than that.
You know, that's just an amazing scene. We just let the world sometimes dictate our feelings. But we can't get trapped in that thought and that mindset of what the world says we are, because they're lies. Well, maybe some of them may be true. Maybe you do have an anger issue. You have a pride issue. You have a lust issue. But you can leave that behind you. With the newness of the new day you are given, you can be something else. You can be what you've always wanted to be. You just got to get up. You've got to allow the new day to drive you forward. Don't get stuck in the past. Rise. Give newness in your life a chance. Well, thanks for pressing play. I look forward to you finding encouragement each episode to rise each new day you are given. To support this podcast, you can do that by booking me as a speaker for your upcoming conference, school assembly, youth group speaker, Bible study, or any special event where I can bring this encouragement of being able to rise 365. To do that, just shoot me a message or an email at rising247365@gmail.com. You can also press like and share and even rate the podcast on whatever platform you listen from. Until next time, I'm Mike Pena, encouraging you to rise and meet the gift of a new day, for you are meant for this moment.